Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the second day of August. Today we're reading Romans 15:23 to 16:9 and reading the New Living Translation. But now I have finished my work in these regions, and after all these long years of waiting, I am eager to visit you. I am planning to go to Spain, and when I do, I will stop off in Rome. And after I have enjoyed your fellowship for a little while, you can provide for my journey. But before I come, I must go to Jerusalem to take a gift to the believers there. For you see, the believers in Macedonia and Achaia have eagerly taken up an offering for the poor among the believers in Jerusalem. They were glad to do this because they feel they owe a real debt to them, since the Gentiles receive the spiritual blessings of the good news from the believers in Jerusalem. They feel the least they can do in return is to help them financially. As soon as I have delivered this money and completed this good deed of theirs, I will come to see you on my way to Spain. And I am sure that when I come, Christ will richly bless our time together. Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to join in my struggle by praying for God, to God for me. Do this because of your love for me, given to you by the Holy Spirit. Pray that I will be rescued from those in Judea who refuse to obey God. Pray also that the believers there will be willing to accept the donation I am taking to Jerusalem. Then, by the will of God, I am able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other. And now may God, who gives us his peace, be with you all. Amen. I commented to you our sister Phoebe, who is a deacon in the church of Centria. Welcome her in the Lord as one who is worthy of honor among God's people. Help her in whatever she needs, for she has been helpful to many, and especially to me. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. In fact, they once risked their lives for me. I am thankful for them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also, give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epenetus. He was the first person from the province of Asia to become a follower of Christ. Give my greetings to Mary, who has worked so hard for your benefit. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews, who were in prison with me. They are highly respected among the apostles and became followers of Christ before I did. Greet Ampilatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. So today we read some things, and Paul was, he was writing this letter, and he was mentioning a lot of people at the time in the Gentile age, the beginning of the Gentile age. Paul was mentioning people that were in the ministry, people that were friends of Paul, people who were spreading the word of Jesus. And I think this really shows that even Paul, who was the man who essentially spread Christianity, the reason that Christianity lives on, had a community, had friends, had fellowship with people. So let's pray that we can come off as friendly. We can have a community of our own. Dear Jesus, help us to look, help us to search and find the right people, the right community, the community that we can serve and the community that we can talk and spread about you, like Paul did with his friends and Paul did with his co-workers that we've read today. Help us have people like that in your ministry and people like that in our lives to guide us and people like that in our lives to give us happiness and fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.